over. One. And here we go, the guide dogs curry night. This man is Del Strain.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, can we have a little hush, please? I'm going to introduce your MC and your compere for tonight. Please welcome Stevenage's own Sky and Del BC Zone, the one, the only, Sean Dilley!
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I don't actually work for LBC, I've just appeared on there like Sky News. But hey, if Ed Miliband can confuse me with Gary O'Donoghue from the BBC because we're both blind, well, I guess Del Strain, who we'll introduce later, can confuse me with LBC a bit out of there if we can. I'm going to keep this short and simple, a couple of quick speeches before we get into these starters, but I promise you anybody who speaks for longer than 2 minutes is going to get shot. We do have Alex Mitchell in the corner there from the Lee Valley Shooting Association. Actually, I don't think it's PC to threaten to shoot anyone, really, so that won't really happen. My name's Sean, I am your compere for tonight. Sean, today I chair the local fundraising branch of Guide Dogs. That's what we're here raising money for tonight. We're not going to ram that down your throats as long as you donate plenty of money. So I'll tell you what, first things first, can we just give it up for the Spice Rouge for hosting us tonight? Hey! And what I'd like to do is just kick the evening off with a quick word from the owners of Spice Rouge before I introduce you to the other guys we're speaking with tonight and a couple of the events that we've got on. Can we have Mr. Ollie Khan, please?
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for a lovely introduction. I'd like to welcome you all at Spice Rouge, the second year running, and I hope you're going to enjoy the meal, which is going to be served very shortly. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank Sean for organizing this event here today and choosing Spice Rouge. I really appreciate that, Sean. I'm really glad that you like the food at Spice Rouge, and that's why we've been doing it for the last 2 years. So thank you all, and please enjoy your meal later on and have fun, and I hope that you are going to like the food. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll have, ladies and gentlemen, just a very quick word from Terry Udin, the other owner here of the Spice Rouge. This is indeed the Mutual Appreciation Society. So a quick word from yourself, Terry.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you, Sean. Thank you for choosing Spice Rouge. And we hope everyone enjoy the food tonight. Thank you.
Excellent. Bad news and good news, ladies and gentlemen. There are actually 23 partners in Spice Rouge, so let's just get through that, I guess, of course. Tonight, there's so much going on, you know, it's a jamboree bag of goodness. We have prizes ranging from food vouchers at this fine restaurant all the way around the high street. We have clay pigeon shooting experiences. We have, so many things you're going to win throughout the course of the evening. But the headline act, of course, above and beyond the amazing food here, later we're going to have a little bit of comedy. Who likes comedy? Right, only this side of the restaurant likes comedy. We've got a very miserable other side. Who likes comedy? Yay! A bit more like it, but they sound like they're probably, you know, better at home playing dominoes or something. So we're raising money tonight for Guide Dogs for the Blind. The first person we're going to have a chat with, who's heard of Len Bitopic here? Let's be polite, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows who Len Bitopic is? Come on. Again, just this side of the corner. I'm a bit nervous because the last time Len Bitopic did a charity do for the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association, God knows the truth this is, a pet dog bit his Nick Clegg. Len Bitopic!
Hey! Let's hear it for Sean Ryder. Sean Dilley. Thank you very much indeed. I've actually been deceived tonight. Sean told me, it was a very bad line, he told me we'd like to go to Saint-Tropez to meet the Spice Girls, and that wasn't really very true, was it, really? You let me down.
It's a little cheeky of me, I know.
Anyway, enjoy yourselves tonight. We're trying to make a lot of money for Guide Dogs for the Blind. Who would like to applaud Guide Dogs for the Blind? Those people over there still aren't applauding very much. There we are. I hope you have a very nice night. Thank you very much indeed to Spice Rouge. Let me hand you back to one of the best, actually no, just to Sean Dilley. Thank you very much.
Don't go anywhere, Lembit. A couple of quick questions for you. Yeah, so last time you did an event for guide dogs, you, as I say, you got your neck leg bitten a bit. So are you now afraid of dogs?
I'm actually afraid of you, but not afraid of Nick Clegg, because he's never tried to do that. At least that would mean he paid me some attention.
I was talking about dogs, but if you think Nick Clegg's a dog, that's a headline for the press present in the room. Now, you obviously, you're one of the things you're known for is dating the cheeky girls. Was that fun?
No, it was terrible, really. Yeah.
All right, well, look, here's the thing. So you talk a bit of Romanian, so let me try this one. Chimai fudge, mamamweta.
Well, you said that so badly, I understood that in Estonian. What does that mean?
Well, Mum and Wessa, go and ask your grandmother. Ladies and gentlemen, later on tonight, award-winning Scottish comedian, George Galloway's favourite, apparently, Dale Strange!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen of Stevens. Hello, people at the end, how are you? How are you? How are you? Steve, I know you're listening. Hello. If you don't listen, you'll miss a raffle. You've got a Jeff Hurst picture there. And there's a nice kettle, by the way, that's a watch, you're going to love that. Who's the two policemen we've got in the public servants? Where's the policeman? Where's the old Bill? Oh, there's a couple of policemen in here, it's empty there, I can smell yous. Hello to the people up here, hello lovely ladies up the back, how are you? Phenomenal, it's great to be here with Lambert. He was actually in Parliament with Blair and Brown, so this man has been party to most of the comedic statements ever been made in this country in the last 15 years. There's also a man here that used to work with the tasers. Where's he? Where's the taser director? Maybe you and the old Bill could hook up and get a bit of work together. You take him down and you lift him, sort of thing. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you eat your starters. We're going to... This is madness, by the way. For a comedian to do a room shape like an L, it's folly. But I do love a challenge. So we shall endeavour to raise some money for a great cause and have a nice curry. And I'm going to do a set as Dale Strain later on. Thank you very, very much for coming.
Done. Yeah, brilliant. That's brilliant. Thank you very much.